I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Islamic terror group Boko Haram might trade some of the kidnapped schoolgirls for 19 prisoners. Why isn't this getting more attention in the news? Dr. Bulus Galadima recently came to Biola University from Jos, Nigeria. He shares an insider's perspective.
In the West, it's politically correct to say, well, this isn't really that bad. And they have declared their intentions very clearly. Their intention is to wipe out Christianity.
Find more about it at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, we all have a big challenge ahead of us. The church in Asia is growing faster than leaders can be developed. Asian Access trains potential leaders of all different churches together in community. Joe Handley of Asian Access says this method causes the leaders to realize,
we could work together for the kingdom. Maybe we should be planting churches together. Maybe we should be engaging our community together.
Help expand this training. Pray, give, or go. Check it out at our website. And when you think of the word disposable, you might think of razors or diapers. You probably don't think of baby girls. But before a girl in India is even born, her life is in danger. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says families see girls as dowries and debt. Boys mean a future. Mission India offers church planter training, literacy classes, and children's Bible clubs. Through Christ, communities come to see that girls are loved and valued too. Read about it at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy and help your prayer walk at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.